We're on Daf Tes Omid Beis, and we're looking after the two dots, which is 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines down from the top. Amar Rav Mishmei Dimavog, very strange name of the Tana or Amora, I'm not sure. Mavog. Chatos sheshochto l'shum chatos nachshon kshera. So we're discussing a case of shinui kodesh, but within the same kodesh itself, from one chatos to another chatos. So we've already discussed that chatos shelo l'shma is psula in the first mishnah in Zvachim. But what about one category of chatos for another category of chatos? The first category, which is called chatos stam, otherwise known as chatos chelev, is a chatos that's mechaper on a shigigas chet shezdono kares. And then we have something called chatos nachshon. Now chatos nachshon is both a specific chatos that was brought at a specific moment in Jewish history, and it's also a category, a concept. Historically, what it's referring to is the korbanos that were brought by the various shvatim, the nesiim of the shvatim, at the time of the dedication of the mizbeach in the Mishkan. Every nasi on his day, as the Torah records it at the end of Parashas Nasa, would bring his korban for the Chanukah Samizbeach, and Nachshon ben Amidadav was the first of the Nesiim on the list, and that's why his name is used here to refer to this Chatos. It was actually a Sa'ir. And the Chiddush here of Mavog is that even though Chatos Nachshon as a category refers to a very unique kind of Chatos that is so different than all the other chatos. It's not a chatos habal achet. When the Nesiim offered their chatos, each nasi respectively, as a voluntary chatos, the purpose was not for the kapara element, but it's rather a doron. It's a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one would have argued that this chatos, called chatos nachshon, is so fundamentally different than the classical chatos for kapara, the chatos chelev, that it's almost as if he had, l'shem, a different kind of zevach. The kind of zevach that would personify a voluntary korban for the sake of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch would be an ola. And in fact, the chatos l'shem ola would be pasul. But here, since technically it's still considered a korban chatos, in the case of chatos nachshon, even though it has all the qualities essentially of an ola, it's voluntary and it's not for the purpose of kapara, for any chet. Nevertheless, it's still technically a chatos, and all the dinim of chatos apply, and therefore this is not considered l'shem zevach acher. However, Mavog feels compelled to derive this case from a pasuk. The alfus is the Yomar Kra in Vayikra Perek Vav, Zos Toras Hachatos. Torah Achas L'chol Hachatos. That the Torah here in the concept of Lishma is including all chatos under one category, and therefore if he shechts one chatos for the purpose of a different chatos, kshera. Everything is fine. That's not called the shinui shem, which normally passels a karbon chatos. And we can add, as Rashi does, another point here, which is implicit in the presentation of Mavog, and that is that there would not be Shinui Bailim. In other words, even if he would shecht a chatos for the sake of Nachshon, and therefore that would be a Shinui Bailim. Rashi says this is not a Shinui Bailim, because Shinui Bailim would only be for the sake of a Kapara of Yenim, of someone else. Here it's not for a Kapara, because Nachshon is not bringing the Sawyer, not bringing the Chatos as a Kapara. Yosef Rava Veka Omer La Lahoshmatita. Rava heard this Shmua, and Esve Rav Misharshia LaRava, and he was asked a question by Rav Misharshia based on a Braisa. The Braisa records the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Now this Rabbi Shimon is going to argue with the Tanakhama at the very beginning of Masechta Menachos. In the opening Mishnah, Masechta Menachos, Kol HaMenachos Shenikmitzu Shalo Lishmon Lo Olu LeBailim L'Shem Chova. It means that Shalo Lishma in a Mincha, in terms of Kmitza, which is the main focus, the primary avoda, the first of the avodas, but the primary avoda in Mincha, Shalo Lishma passes the Mincha just like Shalo Lishma Nechatos. That's according to the Mishnah itself. But the Braisa records a Shita of Rabbi Shimon. And according to Rabbi Shimon, Shalo Lishma Ksheros, V'ol L'Bailim Shum Chovah, they're perfectly kosher. And it's Maratza on the Chiyuv of Mincha. We had in the case of Zvachim, that is Shalol Lishma, at least is Mafkir the Ritzui. Here in Shalol Lishma in Menachos, according to Rav Shimon, it's a perfectly good carbon and it's Maratza. And we're going to see Rav Shimon's logic in just one moment, but first, let's mention that when it says Kol HaMenachos, it's referring to five different categories of Menachos. They are Minchas Soles, Chalos, Rekikim, Machvas, Umarcheshes. Now Machvas and Umarcheshes are Kelim, where they would fry the Mincha. And as Machlokas Tanoim in the Mishnah Menachos on Daf Samach Gimel, regarding the difference between Machvas and Marcheshes, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Marcheshes has a cover to it, that's the kind of a kli we're using it, whereas Machvas is an open pan. That's the view of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, on the other hand, holds that Machvas is a kli shatuach, which means that the entire mincha sep is sort of spreads out throughout this very flat frying pan, and as a result the shemen gets burnt by the fire and it becomes very tough. Marcheshes, on the other hand, which is a deep pan, as a result the mincha doesn't spread out inside of it, it remains thick, and the shemen is collected inside of it and absorbed in such a way that it's not nisraf al yedei esh, it remains soft. And this will be very relevant to us as we go through the sugya of Rabbi Shimon. Okay. So again, just to summarize, if we go with the sheet of Rabbi Chanina, the difference between these two last of five categories of Menachos, namely Machvas and Marcheshes, is that whereas Machvas is miskashe, becomes hard because the nature of the Machvas, Marcheshes remains soft because of the nature of the Marcheshes. And now we can begin to understand Rabbi Shimon's logic. He says the following: because of the very obvious difference between one mincha and another, l'fisha ena menachos domos lizvachim. You know, in zvachim, in regular karbanos, all the four avodos are identical. You know, and there's no way you could know, it's not obvious from the avoda exactly which you know, which zevach you are shechting, or which zevach you're doing zrika on. And we'll see about that later. But in the case of menachos, shekein hakometz machvas l'shem archeshes, is ma'aseha mochichem aleha shehi machvas. In other words, he took the marcheshes, the minchas marcheshes, and he prepared it in a marcheshes. Again, he had in mind that it was l'shem machvas. Well, the other way around. Let's say he took a minchas machvas and he had in mind l'shem marcheshes, but clearly the method of kmitza proves, it demonstrates, whether or not it's a machvas or marcheshes. And so too, if you talk about a kometz in the case of a minchas chote, for example, carbon olav yored of shvuas eidus or shvuas bitui or tumas mikdash kadoshav, is in these cases where they have dali dalus and it's asir seifa solus chareva and so forth and so on, or minchas sota, which is chareva. So once again, the logic is chareva l'shem blula. No, it's chareva where there's no shemen in the karbona, in the menachos that we mentioned before. Because again, as a general rule, all menachos except for minchas chote that we mentioned before of shuas eidus, shuas bitui, tumas mikdash kadoshav, or minchas sota, all other menachos are nivlolos b'shemen. That's lug shemen for each yisar and sholes. So what it turns out is that once again, if he has a machshava in a minchas charev, which is a minchas chote, that's yevesha, it doesn't have any shemen, and he has in mind l'shem mincha blula for one of the classical menachos, which is blula b'shemen, is once again ma'aseh mochichem shehi chareva. That's the way he brought the mincha, was as a mincha chareva without shemen. So in this case, you know, his machshav is clearly a machshav as sheker, meaning no one can entertain the possibility that he's changing the nature of the mincha because of his machshava, because the ma'isa mochiach al machshavto. Avol bezvachem eino kein shchita achas l'kulam kabbalah achas l'kulam zrika achas l'kulam. There's no way of determining based on the shchita, based on the kabbalah, the zrika, whether or not it's this carbon or a different carbon. And therefore, since it's not nikar, his machshava plays a more major role, because the ma'isa itself has no ochocha. And the whole difference now lies in the machshava. So if he has a machshava shini kodesh, shini shem karbon in zvachim, then it's a machshava sheker, but it's not nikar. And if it's not nikar, it passes. Now it's really interesting, because one could have ostensibly argued, as Tosis points out over here, that there is a heker even in zvachim. For example, there are karbonos that require nesinas dam b'matona achas. There are others that require arba matonos. But in any event, even if that be the case, since the halacha is that if you had a nesina of arba matonos, even though one matona would not be enough l'chatchila, but one matona b'dieved is kosher. So at least in terms of what's absolutely indispensable in the avodah and in the zrika, you always have the possibility of confusing it based on the zrika itself between one carbon and the other. So here machshava is going to play a critical role, and there's going to be a machshava shinu kodesh, a machshava poselas. Mashenkein in menachos, says Reb Shimon, there's no machshava haposelas. Okay, so far we've analyzed this brisa of Rabbi Shimon. Now we have to get back to the original statement of Rav in the name of Morog, and Rav Misharshi, according to this brisa, now is going to present his kasha. Taima, what's the logical reason? Why? According to Rabbi Shimon in the brisa, the mincha is ole, and he's yotze his ritzui l'shem chova, even though there was a shini kodesh, because ma'aseh mochichim, there's a clear-cut indication from his Maisa that he's doing the correct Maisa. If it would not have been that there's a clear-cut indication of what his Maisa is, and therefore his Makshav is Sheker, it would not be Olo L'Shem Chova. Now, according to Mavog, he darshan Zos Torah Sachatos to tell you that this Torah Achas L'Chol Achatos. Am I, according to Rav Shimon, why does Mavog need a separate Gzeres HaKos of a special Yalchusa to establish that all the Chatos are Torah Achas, and there's no Shinui HaPosel from one Chatos to another? Lema, why doesn't he just present the same Pasuk in Mincha, meaning we wonder what Mavog would hold in the case of Shinui in the Menachos, in Shinui Kmitza and Menachos in Shalol Lishman, from one Mincha to the other? Does he hold like Rabbi Shimon, or does he hold like the Chachamim? Now let's assume, for argument's sake, that he would accept the Shita of the Chachamim. So then, why in the case of Chatas is there no halacha of Shinui from one Chatas to the other? According to Mavog, it's because of the Pasuk Zos Torah Sachatas, Torah Achas L'chol Chatos. Now we have the same Pasuk in the same Parsha, in the same Perek in Vayikra Vav, with regard to Menachos, and it says Zos Torah Samincha. And therefore we should say Torah Achas L'chol HaMenachos. And a Shinui Kodesh in a Mincha, from one Mincha to another, should not be considered a Shinui. And even Rav Sharshia, who rejects a Psul Shinui in Menachos, that's only because of Maser Mochichen Aleha. And basically, the Gemara could have asked this Kasha with a Kolshkein against Mavog from the Chachamim Sheet of the Mishnah Menachos, because Shinui Kodesh works to passel the korban for the chova, gam even in Menachos. And the Gemara wants to say that even though Rav Misharshia comes to the same conclusion in Menachos as Mavog came in Chatos, but nevertheless, if you apply the principle of Zos Toras, then why did Rav Shimon, the Braisa have to indicate Maaseh Mochichen? If it wouldn't be from Maaseh Mochichen, then Enoch Inami, it would passel it. Why not apply the principle of Zos Toras HaMincha? So the Gemara therefore reformulates the principle of Mavog. And he says, Eli'i Itmar, Hachi Itmar. This is what Mavog was saying. Omer Rav Mishmeid Mavog Chatos Sheshchota Al Menashe Iskaper Bo Nachshon. So the din is not Shinui Shem Kodesh, but rather Shinui Bailim Kshera. And the reason is because Nachshon is no longer alive, and Ein Kapar LeMeisim. The Shinui Bailim requires dumya, it requires a certain similarity between the Bala Karbon and the one for whom the Kapara was designated. There's got to be a certain similarity between the two. So therefore, there would be a possibility that given the Shinui Bailim in the mindset of the Kohen HaOved, that Shinui Bailim would redirect the Karbon, in this case the Chatos, towards a different miskaper, somebody who potentially would be a miskaper. So you have two miskaprim that are similar, then there's a concept of Shinui Bailim, but there's no miskaper of Nachshon around because Ein Kapara LeMeisim. And this is a principle that we have in Kodshim. And again, let's refer back to the Gemara Daf Zion that says that Shinui Bailim is only when it's L'Shem Chavero, when he has a Shinu L'Shem Chavero, I'm a Skaper, B'Mechuyiv Kapar Kamoso. Now, in this formulation, we wonder why Nachshon is mentioned here. Velema says the Gemara Meis Bialma. Why did he have to specify Nachshon? Just say that he had in mind for the sake of someone who's gone. And the Gemara answers. Let's read the Gemara here. That Hakamashman is a separate chidush here that Mavog is telling me about Nachshon. And what is that? Time of the reason why. Chatos, that the Shochet had in mind, she's Kapurba, Nachshon is Kshera. That's Dafka because Nachshon is mess, and there's no Kapara for a mace. But let's say it was Dumya the Nachshon, or Dumya the Nachshon, if it was Chai, if he would have been alive, and he's bringing a chatus, but not for the purpose of kapara, is then it would be psula. Umayniu, what is this chatus that's not for the sake of kapara sachet? That's either a chatus nazir, at the termination of his nazirus, he brings a chatus as part of a series of karbonos that he brings in order to be matir, for example, shtiyas yayin. And chatas mitzora, then a mitzora, until he brings his chatas, he's not allowed to eat kodshim. So if a man shechted a classical chatas, a chatas abola chet, a chatas chela, for the purpose of someone like a nazir or like a mitzora who's bringing a chatas, not for chet and not for the kapara, so we won't say that ein omrim shehi kechatos shenishkata l'shem mishenu mechuyiv kapora kimo abaylim. We won't say that now he's shechting for someone who's mufka from kapora, which would, in the case of shini baylim, allow for the kashrus of the shkita of the karbon. But rather, we say that since at the end of the day this second person is mechuyiv achatos, is nazir of this mitzora, then it becomes shini baylim. And the Gemara is basically saying that the chiddush here of Mavog by invoking Chatos Nachshon is to tell you that Nachshon, because he's dead, he's out of the orbit of Kapara, and therefore it's not L'shem Kapara's Acher. But if Nachshon would have been alive, despite the fact that his Chatos was not for the purpose of Kapara, for example, the case of Nazir, the case of Metzora, then it would be a Shinu Bailum, and it would be Pasul. So that this, what we thought in the Havamina, a fundamental difference between all Chatos on the one hand, and Nazir and Metzora bring Chatos to either to be Mater Yayin, or to be Mater Achil's Kodshim, and not for the sake of Kapar's Chet, is such a fundamental difference that it would be out of the orbit, and it would not constitute and qualify as the Shini Bailim, Kamashmal, and no, it would. And the Gemara doesn't accept this answer as well. Why does Gemara reject this? Hani Olos Ninhu. In other words, Shini Bailim has to be from one Chatas to another. This Chatas of a Nazir or a Mitzora are considered like Olos. They really belong to a different orbit, because they aren't coming for the purpose of Kapara. So therefore there's no, in the case of a Nazir, in the case of a Mitzor, there's no Mischuyev, there's no Mechuyev Kapara to say that, well, there's a Shini Bailim because the Kohen had in mind for someone else who needs a Kapara. He doesn't need a Kapara. And in the case of a Shechita that was done for the purpose of the Shechita of a Chatas, I mean, for the purpose of someone who is Chayev and Ola, that's not Shini Bailim. So the Gemara is absolutely certain and insistent that as far as Shini Bailim is concerned, Nazir and Mitzora have the status, their Chatos have this, respectively, have the status of Olos. And therefore it doesn't qualify as Shini Bailim. Eliyitmar Hochim. Finally, the Gemara comes to the conclusion about an acceptable presentation of Mavok. What was his din? Omar Rav Mishmei de Mavok Chatos Sheshchata al Shemechuyev Chatos k'nachshon k'shera. So in other words, we add the chaf hadimyon here, and we're saying that nachshon, chatas nachshon, becomes an av, or a paradigm case of a category. It's indicative of a category, of a chatas shelo ba l'kapara. And what cases can we subsume under this av of nachshon and say that they are kin nachshon? Would be chatos nazir, chatos mitzora. Olahi, it has the status of an ola. As far as shini bailam is concerned, it's an ola, because again, it's not a shini bailam for another miskapir, because the nazir and the mitzora, like the nesiim of the time of the Chanukah and Mishkan, are not bringing a chatos for the sake of kapor. Iko di omar, some have a different version. Omar Rav Mishmei de Mavog, Chatos, a classical chatos ishchata l'shem chatos nachshon psula. Why? And now we're going to back to shinui kodesh shechatos nachshon olahi. Now, you would have said that chatos nachshon, even though it's not for the purpose of kapara, there's no chet that generates the chiv chatos. It's only for Chanukah samizbeach. And therefore you would say that despite that fundamental difference, it's still a chatos. A chatos is a chatos is a chatos, and therefore there's no shinui kodesh here, and it's not a chatos shelo l'shem chatos. Kamash b'lo, no. That a chatos nachshon is so fundamentally different insofar as it doesn't come al chet, that it becomes an ola. And chatos shoftu l'shem ola is absolutely possible. So the Gemara asks for Lema, why didn't he just mention Chatas Nazir and Chatas Mitzora and say that if he shechted a Chatas Chelev for the purpose of a Chatas Nazir, Chatas Mitzora, it's possible. Why did he feel compelled to mention Chatas Nachshon? So the Gemara answers, Ikar Chatas Nakat. That he gives us the root of this category of a chatas that's really an ola as far as shini kodesh is concerned. Another chatas that's shini, that's called ola, and that is nachshon. Nachshon meaning that's the first and primary case in the Torah of a karbon that's brought for the sake of anything but kapar sachet. And it's indicative of any karbonos that came during Jewish history, or that were mandated by the Torah subsequently to this chatas nachshon. Chatas nachshon becomes the av, and the tolda is chatas nazir, chatas mitzora. Now the Gemara quotes Rav with regard to shini kodesh in a different context. Omar Rav, chatas chelev sheshchata l'shem chatas dam or l'shem chatas avodas kochavim k'shera. Now, if it's chelev to dam, we understand very well that there's no shinui kodesh here, because it's chatos to chatos, and both these chatos are classical boy malachet. But he adds ilshem avodas kochavim, and he's telling me a big chiddush here, that even though this din of a chatos l'shem avodas kochavim would not be the same as a chatos chelev, meaning chatos chelev comes for is what the animal that's brought is a se'ira or a kizba, but chatos avodas kochavim, meaning in the case of someone who inadvertently violated avodas kochavim, that karbon chatos al avodas kochavim doesn't have the option of a kizba. And nevertheless, says Rav, since they both, whether it's chelev or for that matter dam or avodas kochavim, it's a shigagas kares, therefore it's all included in the same category of chatos, and there's no shinui kodesh here. However, If let's say a chatos chelev was shechted l'shem chatos nozir l'shem chatos mitzor psula hani olos ninhu. Again, reiterating the concept that we saw before, that in the cases of nozir and mitzora, the chatos are brought not for the sake of chet, it's not a shigigas kares, but rather for the sake of being mater them, and that's called a chatos she'eno bal achet. And its category in terms of Shini Kodesh is that of an Ola. Its status is that of an Ola. And therefore we have a Shini Kodesh from Chatos to Ola. And therefore the carbon is possible. Boy Rava. Rava has the following suffix. Chatos Chilev Sheshchoto L'Shem Chatos Tumas Migdosh V'Kodosh of Mahu. Now even though the violation of Migdash, a Tomei who goes into the Migdash Bishkaga, or eats Kodshim Bishkaga, is again a Shigas Chet. Nevertheless, Rava has a suffix that maybe in this case it would constitute a psul of Shini Kodesh. Why Mahu? Mi Amrin, should we say that Kari's Kimosa, that since all these Chatos are generated by a violation of a chiyuv kares, to tame who goes into the migdash b'mezer, eats kodesh b'mezer, chayv kares, is therefore this is not shinui kodesh. It's like chaylev to dam. O dilma, or should we say that there's something fundamentally different about tumas migdash v'kodesh and the chatos that's brought, and that is. And that fundamental difference is going to generate a psul of Shini Kodesh. Is why? Because Ein Kavua Kimosa. That a Chatas Chelev is called Kavua. There's no way out of here. It's standard, and anyone who violates a Chiv Karis Bishogi has to bring either a Seira or a Kizba. It doesn't change, it doesn't shift. It's not all of a Yoreh. But in the case of Tumas Migdash Kadoshav, it's not a chatos kvua, it's not set and uniform and standard, but rather it's an ola v'yored. Let's just review what an ola v'yored is. An ashir brings either a se'ira or a kizba, but a dal can bring birds, which are much less expensive. If he's poor, he brings torim o b'nei yona. And then there's something called dali dalus, a person who's very poor, very destitute, and then he brings a minchas solas. So we're beginning to see that Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav in terms of Shogeg has a very unique status as far as Chatas is concerned. It's a different type of a Chatas. And it's so fundamentally different that it has the shame Chatas unto itself. And therefore, it's like shechting from one carbon to another. A real Shinui Kodesh. That's the Sofek of Rav. And the Gemara now quotes Rav Acha Brei de Rava, Masnei Kulu Lepsula. In other words, he thinks, in the name of Rava, of his father, that all these Shinuyim Lechumra Pasal Lekarbon, even Chatas Chelev L'Shem Chatas Dam, and how much more so L'Shem Chatas Avodas Kochovim, L'shem Nozil, L'shem Chatas Nozil, L'shem Chatas Mitzora, and even L'shem Chatas Tumas Migdash V'Kadosh, they're all possible. My Taima? And the answer is V'Shachat Osa L'Chatas. That was the source from which we derive the conclusion that Chatas has to be Shechted L'shma. L'shem Osa Chatas. The Torah adds the word Osa to tell you that it's got to be that specific Chatas for that specific Kapara. And if you remember the Gemara back on Daf Hey, the Gemara is a drasha from Osa that it comes to exclude Osham, that there's no psul of Shinui Kodesh in Asham, according to the Chachamim of Rabbi Eliezer of HaMishnah. And perhaps the Gemara here is not deriving from the extra word Osa, but rather from the contiguity between osa and the word lechatos, osa lechatos, below lechatos osa. And this is a discussion that Tosfos here, Dibra Maskel v'Shachat. And the Achronim try to understand this Tosfos and expand on it, that if the pasuk of osa was only coming to exclude osham, then it should have said lechatos, from which we would have learned the din of Shinui Kodesh, as the Gemara learns back on Daf Zayin, and then afterwards to add the word osa to exclude osham. But be that as it may, our sugya here on Daf Tes Amid Beis derives from the word osa, that the lishma in chatos has to be very specific. It's got to be osa. And any sort of shinui constitutes shinui kodesh. It's a chata shalol lishma, which is really a pella of a chiddush, because when you think about it, when you go from chalev to dav, and it's all the same chatos, why would the Torah say that that's considered shinui kodesh? And again, the only thing we can say at this point is that the nature of the chait and the machayev is different for each one of the chayvik krisus. And if you designate it for this chait, then it's not going to be olah for a machshav of a different chait. It's like the case of a person who didn't realize that he ate dam and he was mafrish a karbon, or he ate dam and then he ate dam a second time. He was only aware of one achilus dam. Says halacha in chatos v'chivoda b'mechata. And you see that the chait itself is integral to the essence of the korban. So you could have a person who ate nosar and dam, and either he doesn't know what he ate exactly, but either way he's chay of a korban chatos. And according to one tan, at least in Masechta Kresos, he's not able to bring a korban. So the chait itself is integral to the shame. To the same chatos. So from one chait to the other is like going from one chatos to the other, and it's called shinui kodesh. Omale Rav Ashi l'Rav Acha Brei D'Rava, if you're telling me that even in the case of chatos chelev that was shechted for the sake of chatos dam, and therefore it's possible according to Rava, how much more so chatos chelev for the sake of tumas migdash for kadoshim is possible, is by the Rava Hechi Mas Nisula. How are you going to justify Rava's suffek that perhaps a chatos chelev l'shem chatos tumas mikdash kadosh might be possible, or it might be kosher, I should say? How could there be a havmina to be kosher? Amalei, so Rav Acha responds by saying, "Anan b'shinu b'ilam asnisalei." When Rava had a suffek, it wasn't a suffek about shinui kodesh, but about shinui bailim. Hachimas nisan le. This is the way I received the version of my father's words. Amar Rava chatos chilev sheshchata al shem mishem chuyev chatos dam v'chatos avoros kachovim psula. So according to this new version of Rav Acha in the name of Rava, a lot of it is just a repetition of the first version, namely that Chatos Chelev. Okay, I mean, I stand a little bit corrected here. I could be misunderstood. I don't mean it's the same version, because on the contrary, it goes from kosher to posel. But I mean the cases are identical, in which he starts with the chatos chelev, and instead of having in mind a different category of a chatos, which would be shinui kodesh, he had in mind a different person who needed to bring a chatos, and the question is, should that constitute shinui bailim? And in a funny sort of sense, it is a flip side, a reiteration of what we had in the name of Rav or Rava before, namely that all Chatos really are very, very similar. So as far as Shini Kodesh is concerned, there's no Shini Kodesh from Chatas Dam to Chatas Avodas Kochavim. And for that matter, with the exception, is only going to be Nazir and Mitzora. Now, if we take the cases of Chatas Dam to Chatas Avodas Kochavim, to the flip side, in terms of Shinui Bailim, then it's going to pass the Korba, because in Shinui Bailim, it's not going to the similarity of the Shinui from Ruvain to Shimon that generates the Psul. So even though Ruvain was bringing his Chatos for his Shgogagas Dam, and the Shochet had in mind for Shimon, who's bringing a Chatos for Shigas Avodas Kochavim, nevertheless, they're both bringing a Karmel Chatos Al-Chet Shel Kores, and that's called Shinui Bailim. Shinui Bailim is only Dumya. If, on the other hand, the Baal HaKorban is bringing a Chatas Dam for Kaporan Dam, and the Kohen HaOved has Kavona in his Shechita for Shimon, who's Chayev Chatas Nazir, Chatas Mitzora, that's already a different kind of a Chiyuv Karban. Nazir and Mitzora become like a Karban Ola, and if you have in mind a different Bailim who's Chayev a Karban Ola, that's not called Shinui Bailim. And now we get to the suffix of Rav, according to this transmission. And that is, what about a chatas chelev that was shechted for the purpose of someone who has to bring a chatas, but for tumas migdash v'kadosha? Niyam minon kareis kamosa. Shall we say that this is an identical chiyuv kapara? Because whether it's for Chelev or it's for Shigas, Tumas Migdash V'Kadosh, it's always a Chiv Kares, and therefore would constitute a Shinui Bailim, and it would be possible. Dilma, maybe we should say that as far as, relative to a classical Karbon, which is Kavua in the case of Chatos, Dam, etc., etc., Tumas Migdash V'Kadosh is a whole different category. It may or may not be, you know, a Seira or a Kizba, because Eino Kavua Kamosa, it's a Karban Ola V'Yored, so it's not considered the same quality of Kapara as Dam and Chelev. And if that be the case, it's out of the league, and it's like Chatos for someone who's Chayv and Ola, which is not Shinui Bailim, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion of Teiku. Now the Gemara brings a Machlokes with regard to avoda lavoda, and machsheva shelo lishma, from one avoda to another avoda, itmar shchata lishma lizrog dama shelo lishma. So enochinami, the shchita was for that particular zevach, but the machshava at the time of the shchita was that the zrika be done for a different zevach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula Reish Lakish Amar Ksheira. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula Mechashvin Me'avoda Le'avoda. We can sort of jump ranks from one avoda to the other. And if there was a Machshava Poseles in relative to a second avoda when he's doing the first avoda, so at the time of the Shechita, he's having a Machshava Poseles of Shalol Lishmad for the Zrika. So he wants the Zrika to be for a different Zevach. Rabbi Yochanan holds mechashvim me'avoda li'avoda. So the avoda, the machshava that he has at the time of one avoda to do another avoda shelo lishma is meaningful. It's effective. It registers and it passes the karbon. Now, what happens? You know, the Gemara's case here is where at the time of the shechita he had in mind lizrog dama Shalolishma. What about the other two avodos? Let's say, for example, at the time of the Shechita, has in mind to be Makabal Ledam or to be Moloch Ledam, L'shem Zevach Acher. That would seem to be, according to Tosis, Divya Maskel Mechashvin, a whole different halacha, a whole different category. We're talking about his Machshava for Zrika. So if he was Choshev Vashat Shechita for the Zrika, that's one thing. But if he was Choshev to be Makabal Adam or be Molech Adam Shalol Lishma, that's not called Shinui Kodesh. And Tosis has a proof from Pigel. Pigel is going to be, as we'll soon see, the source for Rabbi Yochanan's principle of Mechashvim Yavodah Lavodah. And in Shinui Kodesh, we derive it from Pigel that you go from one avod machshav and one avod to the other. Now, Pigel is only posel when at the time of the Shechita or the Kabbalah Locha, he has in mind to be Zorik the Dam Chutz Lizmano. If at the time of the Shechita he has in mind to be Mekabel the Dam or Molech the Dam Chutz Lizmano, that's not called a Machsheves Pigel. And the same thing applies here in the derivative of Machsheves Pigel, of Mechashvim Me'avodah Levodah in Shalol Lishma, that if he has in mind at the time of the Shechita, Shalol Lishma of the Kabbalah Adam, or the Halacha, meaning that the Kabbalah, the Halacha should be L'shem Zavach Acher, that's not going to be Mechashvim Me'avodah Levodah to Pasul the Karman. So it's got to be Machshava during one of the three Avodos, L'shem Zrika L'zevach Acher. That's what Rabbi Yochanan sees as a psul of Shinui Kodesh because of Mechash Me'avod L'avod. V'alfinon Mi'machsheves Pigul. Just like Machsheves Pigul, at the time of the Shechita, he had in mind that the Zrika Saddam would be tomorrow or in a different place, then the Korban becomes possible because of Machsheves Pigul. So even though it's a machshava that he added to Tomei Shechita for the Zrika, it's machash me'avodah l'avodah. The same is true in Shini Kodesh, says Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish Omar Kshira. Why ain't machash me'avodah l'avodah? Now, as if he had a machshava Shini Kodesh at the time of one avodah, it doesn't passel unless he had in mind during that avodah that that avodah itself should be for a different zevach. So if he shechted a chatos l'shem olo, or an olo l'shem shlamim, you know, each one in it, which will have its own dinim, but that's called a shini kodesh, because he shechted it for the sake of a different zevach. But if he shechted for that zevach, and he had in mind that the zrika should be for a different zevach, is ein mechash from yavod l'avodah. And Reish Lakish holds lo yalfinon mimachsheves pigul. We don't compare shalol l'shma to machsheves pigul. In other words, in the case of Machsheves Pigul, it's not on this Avodah Dafka. The Psul is a Machshava of the Avodos to eat it, Chutzuzmano, Chutzumkomo. So let's formulate the Shita of Machsheves Pigul according to Reish Lakish. And he says the following, that Machsheves Pigul Eina Al Avoda Bedafka El Kol Yikra Psul Hu Amachshava Bi Achas Me Avodos Lechol Es HaKorban Ola Hachil Bo Es HaMizbeach Chutz Lizmano Vi Af Zrikas Adam Hi Bechlal Achilas Mizbeach. In other words, when the Shochet has in mind to be Zorik the Dam, Chutz Lizmano, that's not Mechashim Yavodah L'Avodah. Basically, what is Machsheves Pigul? Machsheves Pigul is not on the Avodah, it could be on the Haktorah, meaning on the Achilas Mizbeach, on the Achilas Adon of Chutz Lizmano. And if he has in mind at the time of the Shechita to be Zorik the Dam tomorrow, that means he's doing the Shechita for the sake of Haktorah Shalom Bizmano. It's the same as if he would have done the Shechita for the sake of Achilas HaKorban Chutz Lizmano. So it means that Zrikas Adam is considered Achilas Mizbeach. So the psul of a Shochet al Manas Lizrok Chutz Lizmano has nothing to do with Mechashim Avodah Levodah, according to Reish Lakish. Whereas in the case of Shini Kodesh, that's a Machshev on one specific Avodah to do it Shalol L'Shem Zevach. That's called Shini Kodesh. But he has to be thinking about that particular avoda, b'shas avoda atzma, shalol l'shem hazevach. That's the shita of Reish Lakish. Now, Rashi here, Dibur Maschil Ein, at the beginning of his presentation, he says, Ikar machshavto ha-mavida mavil ide pigul hishi choshev me'avoda zu Lasos avoda cheres min achas avodos lahachil li odom olamizbeach chutz luzmano. Now, Rashi doesn't seem to be operating with the mechanics that we suggested earlier, that zrikas adam is itself achilas mizbeach. And if you look in the sefer called Taras HaKodesh, you'll see that he understood from Rashi's words. And he writes, "Sha'af ha'choshev b'shas shchito lizrok asadam u'menas lechol asaboso lahakdir chutz zmano posel mishum pigul." So at the time of the shchito, he had in mind to be zorik the dam so that he could eat the basar chutz zmano, or he could makdir the carbon and burn it on the mizbeach chutz zmano. Not the way we said it, that he had in mind the Shashkit that he be Zorik the Dam Chutz Zmano. In any event, the Gemara goes on and says, V'yazdu l'tamayu de'itmar. Now we're going to turn to Daf Yud Omid Aleph. And the Gemara now has an alternative presentation of the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Hashochet es habehema, at the time the shechita he had in mind, almenas lizrok doma liavodas kochavim. Now, if you shech the behema to avodas kochavim, it becomes osur be Yisrael no b'din avodas kochavim. And that's derived from a pasuk that's in Tillim. It says, "Vayetzmedu lebal piyor vayochlu zivchei mason." And there's a hekish here between zevach shenizbach lavodah zorah and a mess, just like a mess is also by noah, so to a zevach that was shechted l'shem avodas kochavim is also by noah. And the iser hanoah in the case of a mess is derived from a gzeirah shava of sham sham. In Egla Rufa, the parish of Egla Rufa, it says, V'ofru v'arpo sham es ha'gola es ha'egla b'nachla. And then in Sefer Midrash it says, V'tomas sham Miriam. Just like in Egla Rufa is osur b'anah, so too a mess is osur b'anah. In any event, getting to back to our situation, Ashokhet es ha'behema almanas lizrok doma lavodas kochavim. We're talking about a case where at the end of the day he wasn't Zorik the Dam Tavodos Kochavim. That's what Rashi points out here, Dibra Maschel Lizrok, a few lines down from the top of the page. If he was Zorik the Dam L'Shem Avodos Kochavim, everybody agrees that it becomes Osir because of the Zrika. Rashi reiterates this position in Chulin Daf Lamentes Amid Beis, Tosvis, in Chulin, argues against Rashi, and he says that the Zrika doesn't aser anything more than the Dam itself, but not the Basar. But in any event, whether we go like Rashi or like Tosvis, we're not talking about a case where he actually followed through and he was Zorik the Dam L'Shem Avodas Kochavim. At the end of the day, he was Zorik the Dam L'Shem Karbon. But at the time of the Shechita, he had in mind to be Zorik the Dam L'Shem Avodas Kochavim. And not only that, ulahakdir chelba lavodas kochavim, that akhtoras achalavim would be for the sake of avodas zorah. These are the thoughts that crossed his mind at the time of the shechita. Is Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asura. Rabbi Yochanan says that machashim me'avoda lavoda. In other words, even though he didn't think that the Shechita itself should be L'shem Avodas Kochavim. He thought that the Zrika would be, or the Akhtar would be L'shem Avodas Kochavim. Nevertheless, since he thought at the time of the Shechita that would be a Zrika for Avodas Kochavim, it becomes Osir Bano. Even though at the end of the day, the Zrika was not L'shem Avodas Kochavim. And the Rabbi Yochanan holds Yalfinon Chutz Mipnim. What does that mean, Yalfinon Chutz Mipnim? So chutz means chutz la azor, and bifnim means inside the azor. And we're going to derive the machsheva shechita l'avodah zarah, which was done chutz, from the case of machsheves pigul b'kodshim, which is done bifnim. Just like in pigul, we had a principle of machashev me'avodah l'avodah. So if he had in mind at the time of the shechita that the zrika would be chutz l'zman or chutz l'komo, that creates pigul. So too in avodah zarah, we machshev from one avodah to the other, and it means it's as if he had shechted the carbon li avodah zarah. Again, just like in the case of pigul, it's as if he shecht it when he has this thought in mind. It's as if at the time of the shechita that the zrika would be chutz l'zman or chutz l'komo, so to hear when he has in mind at the time of the shechita that the zrik would be l'shem avodas kochavim, that machshava is a machshava poselis, a machshava in pigul that passes the carbon because the zrika down the line will be chutz l'zmano, is like the case of a shechita when he has in mind that down the line in zrika there would be l'shem avodas kochavim. So all the implications and the repercussions of the ultimate avoda that he has l'shem at the time of the shechita make the shechita into that kind of as if he had shechted the l'shem avoda zara, as if he had shechted the chutz l'zman chutz l'komo. Reish Lakish Amar, no, we're not talking about a cheftz of avoda zara over here. He didn't think at the time of the Shechita that he's doing the Shechita for the sake of Avodah Zarah. He thought that at the time of the Shechita he would do the Zrika down the line for the sake of Avodah Zarah. It's muteres. Ein mechash me'avodah levodah. Lo yalfinon chutz mipnim. We don't derive in the case of a machsheves Avodah Zarah b'chutz the din. We have the analogy back to machsheves pigul, machsheves pnim. Now, the Gemara wants to analyze now, why do we need both lishonos, meaning both machlokos? We have the machlokos about Shini Kodesh that we had before, now we have machlokos l'shem avodah zarah. If we had the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in the case of Avodah Zarah, the last case, we would have said, Baha Amar Reish Lakish. Here's where Reish Lakish was Mekil, he was Matir, and he holds that Ein Machash Me'avodah Zarah, Me'avodah L'Avodah, because we're not going to derive the Din of Shkitas Avodah Zarah, which has nothing to do with Pnim, has nothing to do with Kodshim, from the case of Pigul. Well, maybe I went too far here when I said that it has nothing to do with Kodshim. What we're saying is, so again, the Gemara is quite clear that the case of Shechita L'Avodah Zarah was implemented Chutz L'Azara. We can't compare that to the case of Pigul that was done inside the Azara. Aval Pnim, we could have had a Havamim to say that in Shinui Kodesh, which was done Bifnim, we can compare it. And even Reish Lakish would accept the analogy to Pigul, which is Pnim. Ema Modile, maybe he would be Moded to Reish Lakish, to Rabbi Yochanan, that Mechashvim and Vodal Avodah. This we could derive from Pigul. V'yashmin and Ha, and if we had the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in the case of Shini Kodesh, Behakam Rabbi Yochanan, there's where Rabbi Yochanan insists that we could derive our conclusions by analogy to Pigul, because that's a case of Pnim and Pnim. Aval Bahi, in the case of Shechita L'Avodah Zarah, which is Bachut, Ema Modele, maybe he, Rabbi Yochanan, would agree, would admit to Rabbi Reish Lakish, that we don't derive any conclusions from Pigul, which is done Bifnim. And therefore, Tzricha, we need both Machlokas. Now the Gemara wants to prove either Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish. Ki Yosar Avdimi Omar, Masiv Rabbi Yirmiya L'siyue Le Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, we have a Shmua here that Rav Dimi tells us that Rabbi Yirmiya brought a proof for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Ila brought a proof L'siyue Le Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yirmiya L'siyue Le Rabbi Yochanan. The logic of Rabbi Yirmiya to support Rabbi Yochanan is a kal v'chomer ma b'makom shem Omar. If he said, he declared b'shashchita, Hareini shochet chutz l'zmano shehu kosher. In other words, he didn't shecht for the purpose of the zrika being chutz l'zmano, but rather that the shechita itself should be chutz l'zmano. And in such a case, that's not called pigel. Pigel is only with a machshava lechol, or to be machtir the carbon chutz l'zmano. Is therefore shachto al menas lizrok domo chutz l'zmano posul. It's only if he had had in mind at the time of the shechita that the zrika would be chutz l'zmano, then it's possible mishum pigel. Is makom shem amar eni shochet shelo lishmo posul. Is shachta amenas lizok dama shelo lishmo eni din shei posul. Meaning the svara, the logic of Rabbi Yochanan to generate this analogy between Shinui Kodesh and Pigel has a Kamachomer built into it. That's how compelling his logic is. Because in the case of Pigel, we don't have a Machshava in the Shechita itself. We have a Machshava of the Shechita to the Zrika. But if it was within the Shechita itself, it would be kosher. It wouldn't be Machshava's Pigel. In the case of Shinui Kodesh, we have a built-in, independent psul of Shini Kodesh in the Avodah, in the Shechita itself, regardless of the Zrika. If the Shechita was done for a different Zevach, like for example Chatos L'Shem Olo or Olo L'Shem Shlomin, then that itself would pass the Karbon, not because of Machsheva Zrika. So how much more so if we would have in mind the Shini Kodesh for the Zrika, that would also be considered Shini Kodesh. You could derive that certainly from Pigel. Shini Kodesh is more chomer than Pigel. And all this should be connected, by the way, with the first Brisker Rav in this Masechta that Shinui, he's Medayik in the Ram, that Shinui Kodesh is a Machshava Posel, like Shinui, like Pigel. Maskif lo Rava bar Ahiloi, in other words, Rava bar Ahiloi doesn't appreciate the kal v'chomer of Rav Dimi, ma lechutz l'zmano in the case of Machsheves Pigel, shekein kores. The Torah is very machmir in the case of a machshava of chutz l'zmano, and it engenders a chiyuv kores. And maybe therefore the Torah is very machmir and has the machshava mi'avodah l'avodah. In the case of shelo lishma, there's no chiyuv, even if you violate the isra achila of eating a carbon posel, you're not chayiv kares for that. In the worst case scenario, you might be chayiv malchus. So therefore, it could be the Torah is not so machbir to introduce a principle called machshavino and machashv me'avodah l'avodah. The Kavachomer of Rabbi Yirmiya is not from Machsheves Chutz L'Zmano, which is a Chiv Kares, but rather from a Karbon that was shechted with a Machshava to be Zorek Domim Chutz L'Mkomo. In the case of Chutz L'Mkomo, there's no Chiv Kares for eating the Basar. And that's based on a pasuk in Vayikra Zion, v'im ha'achol ye'ochel mipsar zevach shlom v'yom ha'shlishi lo ye'rotzeh, ha'makar also lo ye'choshev lo pigul ye'eh, v'anefesh ochel z'mein avonu tisa. The Gemara Daf Chav Tes says that ha'achel ye'ochel is not the case of achila atzma, but rather machshova amanas lechol v'yom ha'shlishi, which is lachuz man achiloso. That's the case of Pigel Chutz L'Zmano, and that generates a Chiv Kares in the Achila, but not in the case of Chutz L'Mkomo. So now we have a new formulation of the Kal V'Chomer. Ma Mokom Shim Omar Hareini Shochet Chutz L'Mkomo Shehu Kosher. With regard to a machshav of chutzim komo, if he shechts it for chutzim komo, it's kosher. But if he shechts it al manas lizok domo chutzim komo, it's possible. It's mokom shemomar hareini shochet shelo lishmo shupasul. You know, it's independent. It's integral within the confines of the shechita. The shechita was shelo lishmo. It's possible. It's if he shechts al manas lizok domo shelo lishmo, and he didn't shei possible. And Rav Ashi is not happy with that kavachomer either. Maskif lo Rav Ashi, I can slug up the kavachomer ma lechutz limkomo shkei noig b'chol azvachim tomar b'shelo lishmo shkei noig el pesach v'chatos. When does shelo lishmo pasul a korban and make it worthless? That's only in the cases of Pesach and Chatos. But the din of chutz limkomo machsheves pigul is a machshava posels in all korbanos. Now again, one could point out over here that in other korbanos other than Chatos and Pesach, the shelo lishmo is eno ola labayil m'shem chova. It's mafkia the ritzu. But on the other hand, the korban itself is kosher. So the din of psul is only chal in Chatos and Pesach. Masha'en ken chutz machsheves chutz komo. That's universal to all zvachim. So once again, we see that machsheves pigul has a chumrah that goes beyond chutz, you know, shin and kodesh, even in the case of machsheves pigul of chutzum komo, because it applies in all zvachim. El amar Rav Ashi, the kalvachomer was not from pigul. The kalvachomer was from shinui bailim. Again, this is very problematic because this kalvachomer is meant to support Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan himself derived his conclusion of machashmi avoda lavoda and shinui kodesh from pigul. And now Rav Ashi is leaving pigul on the outside. That has to be addressed more for an Iyun Shia. We don't have time for that right now. But Vahachi Kama, what is Rabbi Yirmiya, what Kavachomer did he have to support Rabbi Yochanan? Uma b'mokom shim omar areini shochet l'shem ploni shehu kosher. If, for example, a person, the Kohen had in mind to shecht L'shem ploni. In other words, shini bailim is not a psul in the shechit itself. We've discussed this on many occasions. Shini bailim means he shechted it for the sake of another miskaper, meaning that the dam should be nizrak for a different bailim. But inherent in shechita would not pasul in the case of shini bailim. Is lizrok domo l'shem ploni pasul? But nevertheless, if he had in mind at the time of the shechita that the zrika and the kapara would be for someone for a different miskapir, it's possible. That's halacha shinui bailim, and that applies to all korbanos. Is makom shomar reini shochet shelo lishman shehu possible? Is shocht habanas lizok domen shelo lishman and din shehi possible? Then how much more so in the case where he shechts it for the sake of Zrika Saddam, that certainly, for Shalol Lishma, certainly would be possible, because again, in the case of Shini Bailim, where there's no Shini Bailim in the Shechita L'Shem Shechita, it's only Shechita L'Shem Zrika, that's when it's possible. So in the case of Shalol Lishma, where there's a Psul in the Shechita Shalol Lishma, how much more so Shechita L'Shem Zrika Shalol Lishma should be possible? Rabbi Ila now wants to bring a raya to support L'siyur L'Resh Lakish. And it's based on the sugya on Daf Dalid that Shinui Kodesh was derived with drashos in all four avodos. And we should ask the following question. Lo te omar bizrika. Why did we need a special drasha to derive the conclusion that Shinui Kodesh passels the carbon in Zrika, Teisei Mekalvachomer, Mi Beinaya, Mi Shechita VeKabbalah? We could have a Tzadashova from Shechita and Kabbalah, and derive through this analogy the case of Zrika. So if there was a Shini Kodesh in Zrika, we could derive that from Shini Kodesh of Shechita and Kabbalah. And the Sugya back on Daf Dalet has Psukim for Shechita and Kabbalah, and then it needs a special pasuk for Zrika. It must be that Shini Kodesh B'Zrika needs its own, it's a separate category. L'mai Hilchus HaKos Rachmona L'omadein Mechash V'me'avodu L'avoda. So Shinui Kodesh in Zrika seems to be a drasha for that. It seems to be totally superfluous, unless it's having me a new, some sort of new din. And what is this new din of Ein Mechash V'me'avodu L'avoda? So again, logically, the Gemara says we should have derived Zrika from Shechita and Kabbalah. Shechita is Ksheira Bizar, and yet there's a Shinui Kodesh. Zrika is Psula Bizar. How much more so there should be a Psula of Shinui Kodesh? And then if you'll tell me what Shechita has a special din, if you remember in Korban Pesach, that if he had a Shechita Shalol Shem Ochlo V'Pasels the Pesach, that's a Chumra in Shechita, which we don't find in Zrika. So if he did the Zrika Shalol Shem Ochlo, that would still be kosher. But then we'll go to Kabbalah Saddam Tochiyah, because the Kabbalah Saddam, even though he had an Avodah She'ein Ol Shem Ochlov, it would not passel the carbon. Nevertheless, Shini Kodesh passels. So certainly Zrika should passel. In any event, we have a special, a superfluous extra drasha in Zrika, and that's going to tell me Mechashve Me'avoda Le'avoda. That's going to tell me that Ein Mechashve Me'avoda Le'avoda. That there's no Shini Kodesh in Zrika, unless at the time of the Zrika he had in mind for another Zevach, but not at the time of the Shechita. Maskis Le'Rav Papa V'Dilma. Why don't we say the exact opposite? Namely, that the ribui of Shini Kodesh in Zrika, which is absolutely superfluous, is coming to tell you the Mechashmei Avodah L'Avodah. Adarab, it's coming L'Chumer, not L'Kul. It's coming to tell you that in the context of Shinui Kodesh, even if at the time of the Shechita he had in mind a Shinui Kodesh, Lizrok Dama Shalol L'Shma B'Pasol. So Gemara answers him, Kein Lishtol Krum Minevet, Heisim Mikav L'Chomer, Diravashi. We can go back to the original Kalvachomer of Vashi. We don't need this drasha. If this drasha is coming l'rabos mechashvim me'avoda l'avoda, why not just rely on the Kalvachomer that we had earlier of Ravashi? V'idach. Now, what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with this extra drasha of Shini Kodesh and Zrika? You're going to have to say that it's not superfluous. Because if it's superfluous, it should tell me Ein Mechash Me'avodah L'Avodah. So the Gemara answers, Parach Hachi, Mala Hanoch, Shekein Teunos Tzofon V'yeshna V'chatos Pnimios, that I need a Shini Kodesh in Zrika when I cannot derive from its Tzadashoveh of Shechita and Kabbalah, because Shechita and Kabbalah have Chumros that don't apply at all in Zrika. Because Shechita needs Tzafon, and so too does Kabbalah need Tzafon. And again, we're talking about Kodshi Kodshim. And with regard to Chatos, we have a Chatos HaPnimis, which requires a kind of a Zrika. It's not a full-fledged Zrika, but a Zrika on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And okay, so again, we said before that there's no din of Tzofon in Zrika, it's only in Shechita and in Kabbalah. And there's no din of Zrikas Hadam al Mizbeach HaChitzon B'Chatos HaPnimi. As I said before, the Zrika is not directly in a Chatos Pnimis, like Kohen Mashuach and so forth. It's not on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but it's rather on the Paroches. So here we have in Zrika a unique halacha. The shechita of the carbon has to be done inside the heichal. And the Kabbalah Saddam, likewise, inside the heichal. But the Zrika Saddam is not going to be done on the Mizbach HaChitzon. So let's clarify this last point about Chatos HaPnimios with the insights of one of the Achronim of the Taras HaKodesh. He writes that in the case of Chatos Chitzonios, the Shechita and the Kabbalah, let me read it to you. Shekein Shechita v'Kabbalah shel Chatos Chitzonios v'shar Zvachim Chashuvos Yoser Mizrikas Domam Mishum Shemekomam Hu Bioso Mokom Shenasos Shechita v'Kabbalas HaChatos HaPnimios Mashein Kibizrikas Domam She'eno Bioso Mokom Shenizrak Dam HaPnimios. But we can't derive the din of Shalol Lishma in Zrika, because in the case of Chatos HaPnimios, there is no Zrika on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And that, in a sense, makes the case of Zrika a little bit different, meaning for Chatos Chitzonios, the Zrika is on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. In the case of Chatos Pnimios, the Zrika is on the Mizbach HaZov, the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So we see that Zrika works and operates with its own regulations. And in a certain sense, the fact that there is Zrika in the case of Chatos HaPnimios in the Mizbach HaZov tells me about the so-called quote-unquote inferior status of Zrika in the cases of all other Chatos and all other Zvachim. Why? Because they don't have Zrika on the Mizbeach HaZov inside the Heichal. Their Zrika is outside in the Azara, in the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So the Zrika in all Korbanos relative to the Chatos HaPnimios is a step lower, in a sense. And therefore the Shechita and the Kabbalah, which are performed or executed in the same exact spot as all chatos, even chatos hapnimius, is that they have that status of being dumio de chatos hapnimius. But in Zrika, it's not dumio de chatos hapnimius. It sort of gets a back seat because it doesn't have that great advantage, that great status of Zrika on the mizbeach hapnimi. So therefore, we need a pasuk to teach me that there's a psul of shinui lishma in the case of Zrika. The Idach and Rav Ila holds that that's not a pircha, hashto mio b'shlomim kaima. Notice the source for Shini Kodesh is the psukim that are said in the parish of Shlomim. And in regard to Shchitas Shlomim, the Kabbalah Saddam is, and the Shchita and the Kabbalah Saddam has no special status more than the Zrika itself. In Shlomim, there's no din of Tzafon. Domam is always Nizrak on the Mizbach HaChitzon. There are no exceptions in the case of Shlomim to make that contrast that we spoke about. And finally, the last finale here that we want to add is Itmar Shachta Lishma Lizrok Doma Shalol Lishma Rav Nachman Omer Psula Rabba Omer Kshera. So he shechted Lishma for the intent of being Zorek the Dam Shalolishma. And Rav Nachman says in such a case, like Rav Yochanan, it's possible. Rabba says it's kosher like Rish Lakish. For Hodar Bei Rabba, Rabba had to rescind his original position, Gabi Rav Nachman, and accept the principle of Mechashim Me'avodu La'avodu because of a Kavachomer of Avashi that we said before, that if in Shini Bailim there's a Psula Avodu La'avodu, then certainly in Shini Kodesh, there has to be a psul of avoda lava. Okay, then we'll stop here.